get into a little music here. I guess it's been 3 years ago, September, I first started trying to learn how to play saxophone. So I guess that's going to have some kind of influence in tenor sax. Anyway, I know that language, there is power in language, you know, and really concentrating on, you know, what things mean and how they mean, not, you know, not the usual media around in magazines and so on, where it's very cheap. But I know that, you know, words can do things, you know, they do have power. So I wrote this poem, and I know that that poems can be very useful. So I wrote this poem called Healing Animal to Heal a Sore Throat. I've heard it works. You know, we'll see. But, so I was putting things in it that would, you know, that might help. And I also have always wanted to, you put this story in a poem that Josiah Moore told me about. He was telling me about his uncle. They call it Chief Russell Moore is what they called him, and he played trombone. And he used to play in all these big bands and these great bands. And I guess he told about sometime during the 30s and 40s, these bands would go from New York to California on trains, and one time they stopped out at, Santa Rosa or out on the Papago Reservation and played for the people. And I've always liked that image of these bands out there in the desert playing for the Papago people. So that's another reason I wanted to write this poem, as I wanted to put that in here. And then thinking about music and saxophone and so on, the throat is very much involved. So this is called Healing Animal. On this day when you have needed to sleep forever, to forgive the pained animal needing your throat, sleep your back curled against my belly, I will make you something to drink from a cup of frothy stars. From the somewhere there is the perfect sound called up from the best told stories of benevolent gods who have nothing better to do. And I ask you, what bitter words are ruining your soft skin village? Because I want to make a poem that will cup the inside of your throat like the fire in the palm of a healing animal. Like the way Coltrane knew love in the fluid shape of a saxophone that could change into the wings of a blue angel. He tasted the bittersweet roots of this crazy world and spit it out into the center of our musical globe. Josiah's uncle brought his music to the Papago center of the world, and music climbed out of his trombone into the collected heartbeat of his tribe. They had never heard anything like it, but it was the way they had remembered, the way Chief Russell Moore must have known when he sang for the very first time through the brass-boned monster. All through the last few nights, I have watched you fight for yourself with the eyes I was warned against opening. You think you are asleep when you turn off the lights, and we blend into the same hot-skinned sky. The land called Miracle is the daughter you never died for, and she stands at the edge of the bed with her slim hand against your cheek. Your music is a crystal wall with 1,000 mouths kin to trains and sounds that haven't yet been invented. And you walk back and forth through it to know that it won't betray you. And in the last seconds before the breaking light, when you are nearly broken with the secret antelope of compassion, when the last guardian angel has flown west to the Pacific to see someone else through their nightly death, a home fire is slowly kindled in the village of your body, and the smoke of dawn turns all your worded enemies into ashes that will never rise. Mythic cattle graze in your throat, washing it with milk, and you will sing forever. Okay.